13 legislative update with State Senate Republican leader John Braun. Senate Democrats are pushing to scrap the 1% cap on property tax growth, opening the door for taxes to skyrocket with inflation. Senator Braun kicked off a news conference this week on that topic.
I'm sure everyone's familiar, but what current law is, Initiative 747, limited property annual property tax increases to 1%. Over 20 years it's been in place. What the bill before us does is throws all that out the window. It replaces the 1% cap with no cap at all. It says it's only going to be bound by inflation and population growth. And practically what this means, if you take an average over the last 10 years, it's about 4.5% growth, but can be as high. A few years ago, you may recall, we had very high inflation. It could be as high as 10% in a single year. The compounding nature of the property tax means 10 years from now, it's about $16 billion in additional property tax. It ends up being about $1,000 per person for an average home.
A Democrat rent control bill from the House cleared the Senate and now heads back to the House for further consideration. Senator Braun spoke out against the bill several times this week.
It seemed to me we agree on the problem statement in front of us, that rents are going up too fast. I don't think there's any question there. What we have is a disagreement on how to address it, and we shouldn't adopt a solution that's actually going to make the problem worse. We have great examples around our country where they've been ahead of the problem, where they've built. Look at Austin, Texas, where they've been very aggressive in building, and rents have actually come down. We know the supply side is where you can truly impact the problem, and this bill won't do. In fact, it's likely to do worse. We have a housing crisis in front of us. We need more building. This is going to have less construction. I'm not going to say zero. I think there will be some construction, but some won't be enough to solve the problem in front of us. We're going to have less housing to meet our demands.
Reach out to Senator Braun at senatorjohnbraun.com.